Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Warning.
The one with the waggle.
Terminator flamethrower robot dog with powerful destructive breath. Get yours today. Kevlar suit for petting not included.
I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Be a hell of an alarm clock. The Terminator. The robot dog with the flamethrower attachment. How in the world does your husband not have this yet?
He must not know about it. Well, I didn't know about it, or I would have gotten him one.
Hell of a did you see the flamethrowing dog? And you find it all odd that we haven't heard a word two about flamethrower.
He hasn't had out.
Husband, yeah.
It's kind of out of season, you know. The fire pit's not been out for the summer yet, and the snow's gone.
Well, the fire pit is always great on those cool evenings of the early spring. What are you talking about? I
mean, well, we just haven't had it out because there's been a lot of rain.
It's actually the... been a lot of rain.
Yeah. Well, on the weekends and stuff, there's been rain. I mean, we haven't had the fire pit out a lot.
Is this because you've been hiding under your deck and you don't want to put a fire pit under the wood deck?
Hiding under the deck? No.
Do you not remember your own story, my dear?
Oh, me, but I don't have the fire pit under there with me. I have
fire pit under the...
No, I don't have it down there because they'd smell the smoke and that would lead them right to me.
Yes, as Kim needs to hide from her family that she loves so dearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't heard word, too, about flamethrower, so I didn't know if, in fact, maybe it had been rescinded or...
Oh, no.
Of course not. Why would the enabler not enable her husband to be the fool that he can be from time to time?
Mm-hmm.
He's not attempted to do anything more than... Was the last thing getting...
Lit the grill was the last thing, wasn't it?
No, come on.
Defrost in the driveway? Was that not
No,
it?
That wasn't even...
We did that.
Okay. Do you not remember we were concerned about, you know, gas lines and stuff like that?
He did that, right? Yeah. Well, it was all around the same time because it was new to him then.
Did he also not try to get the frost off your windshield or it was...
That was my son's car, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't. It was the top of the car, not the windshield. Mm. Yeah.
You know, because paint doesn't exist on the top of the car.
Well, it was far enough away he thought it was safe.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
And you stopped him then?
Yeah, I did.
Well, then why didn't you just defer to him? King flamethrower,
because I try to keep some common sense in the family. Here.
Hold on.
And I'm the one who keeps the common sense.
You're in charge of the common sense.
Not always. It depends on who's got the danger at hand.
The Terminator robot dog companion with flamethrower attached is the first ever flamethrowing robot dog. Ohio-based firm has announced. The $9,420 bot? Isn't that how much money he put into the biofuel at your parents' farm? No, I'm just kidding. For purchase by the general public and government agencies for the first time. So imagine the spider-walking robot dog. Have you seen that? Like the most... Well, you don't pay a lot of attention to the Boston Dynamics stuff.
No.
Because when I showed you all the newest incarnation of the robot, it'd be the first time you'd seen it.
Yeah.
Which is frightening the way it stood up. You should see that.
Yeah,
but this dog is like something out of Minority Report. Those little, the legs, the spindly little legs, that flat body. And then right on the top, let me show you a picture of scary robot dog right there. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know that when it walks, it makes that noise.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like in Minority Report. That's the movie. That's the movie of the future. I'm telling you right now. In 150 years, they'll look back at that movie and say, well, they got it all right. I'm telling you right now.
So if we watch that, we'll be prepared for the future.
I don't know about prepared. Nobody is prepared for what's coming for humanity. Just go into your day knowing that. Live every day, every moment, because it's coming. It's coming. And I don't mean the flame throwing robot dog. I'm talking about it is coming. We're a blip in this world's existence. It's coming. Not to frighten you this morning. Look at our
no,
eyeballs.
Not at all.
It won't happen in our lifetime.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
You think you can just speak it away?
No, I can just die before it. How about that? I'm going to tell you a story that you could say, oh, I could see how Tyler would do this, where the yes man would be the one whose body creates its own alcohol and was arrested for DUI.
That would be there's my luck.
I can see the yes man having something called auto brewery syndrome.
Oh, God. That's really what it's called?
A Belgian man has been acquitted of drunk driving because he has auto brewery syndrome.
That sounds totally made up.
So that's real.
An extremely rare condition whereby the body produces its own alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
The unfortunate coincidence is that he works at a brewery.
Oh, no.
And three doctors who have independently examined him have confirmed that he has ABS. Not anti-lock brake system, but auto brewery syndrome. Belgian media said the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named in line with local judicial custom, did not experience symptoms of intoxication. The Bruges police court, which, by the way, was where I walked around passed out drunk in Bruges, Belgium. Literally,
if your body hadn't
drunk
actually
on
done
my,
that.
Yeah. No. I had auto brewery syndrome, but it was too much beer at a brewery.
Yeah.
That's
your body had not automatically come up with it.
That's TBB, too much beer at a brewery. The police, which acquitted the man, the police court, did not immediately reply for, of course, a request for comment. But a clinical biologist with the Belgian hospital said people with ABS produce the same type of alcohol as found in alcoholic drinks, but they generally felt less of its effects. People are not born with ABS, but can develop it when they already have another intestine-related condition. Patients, can present with symptoms consistent with alcohol intoxication, such as slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor functions, dizziness, and belching. Oh, my God! This is a lie. This is bull.
And they said he didn't feel the effects of it, I thought.
Well, that's what they said in this. But
then it says they can present.
Yes, it can. You can. If, in fact, you have auto brewery syndrome. If you have ABS, can you apply to work at a brewery? He probably works at that same Zot brewery. That's what it was called. The Belgian Zot, which is an amazing beer. And should you inform your employer, if you're going to work at the brewery, that you have ABS?
Of course. They're going to think you're drinking the supply.
Yeah, I think you have to tell them that.
If you've been drunk, you know you permeate. You smell.
Yeah.
You have sometimes even like it's out of your pores.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you make your own beer.
Literally.
In your body. Do you smell like that? And is that a bad thing? That's, of course, another question. Would you want to walk around smelling like your favorite alcohol? No.
No.
I don't think so.
I think you have to tell every employer that because you could just be sitting at your desk and start permeating.
Yeah. This sounds like some hella lawyering went on here.
It does.
No, he's got ABS. We've got doctors who will say so.
Three of them.
You have doctors that will overprescribe opioids in the world, okay?
Yeah.
You can get a doctor to say any damn thing. These next few minutes will not be an illusion. I'm going to do some groundbreaking radio. I'm going to break some ground for myself, if that's okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say something I probably have never said before. I think Kim Kardashian is making a lot of sense on something.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You've come to the dark side.
So you call the Kardashians the dark side?
Well, you call it, well, but every time I talk about the Kardashians, you poo-poo it.
Well, it's not that you just talk about the Kardashians. It's that you always talk about the Kardashians. That's the difference.
And, when they have valid points, yes.
Well, valid points. What are you talking about?
Well, they do have valid points from time to time, and I happen to bring them up.
That's not what you talk about. You talk about everything Kardashian related, and you don't even watch a show. So, like, and you never watched the shows. So, Yeah.
From time to time, I don't watch it like every day or anything. They have so many shows to watch.
I think you know what I mean when I say, and I've asked you on multiple occasions, do you watch The Kardashians? No.
I catch it from time to time, but I don't watch it like incessantly.
But I got to tell you, Kim Kardashian, and I agree with her, thinks Taylor Swift should move on.
She's not the only one.
Move on, Taylor Swift. Move on.
But Taylor's made a career of not moving on.
I understand that. But how many years removed from the incident that was Kim, Kanye, Taylor? I mean, she's had subsequent music since then. She's had music since that whole phone call thing. He says, for someone who wrote a hit song called Shake It Off, Taylor Swift is notorious for her complete inability to shake anything off. Why aren't more people talking about this?
But didn't she feel that that really hurt her career? And it hurt her because she was young.
She's done nothing but go up since then. Nothing.
Yeah, but at the time, didn't she feel like that was...
Well, how would I know?
Well, I felt like she thought it really cut into her because people are questioning her.
You get things by osmosis. I think you think that... I think you have... You know, you project your feelings into... I think that they...
Well, I think she did, though.
How do you know? She's done nothing but go up the escalator... Since this whole thing has taken place.
True, but at that time, she felt like people were questioning her morals and everything.
Questioning whose morals?
Because people thought she was lying about what they were saying because they twisted the phone call and everything. They took what she said out of context, and so she felt like people were questioning her.
You know, it's about thank you, Amy. Capital K, capital I, capital M. That's Amy spelled A-I-M-E-E. Which is definitely an alternative spelling to Amy, but you needed it to make K a capital, I a capital, and M a capital. If Kim, our own Kim, though, was writing down this title, it would be thank you, AB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As she spells her own name, Kibberly, K-I-B-E-R-L-Y.
M's become B. It's a code.
On the Jimmy Kimmel Nightmare program, she comes out, by the way, to a standing ovation. Can you explain that? How much do you have to bribe the audience to give Kim Kardashian a standing ovation? She got a standing ovation on her way out to the Jimmy Kimmel show. And then she says, and I get this, I understand this. I don't understand why Taylor keeps harping on this. It's been literally years. And this is the first time you can actually say literally and it works. Because most times people say literally and that doesn't mean literally. It usually means figuratively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it has 2016, right? 2016?
Around that time. It's been, what, 10, 12 years anyway?
Well, 2016 is only 8.
Oh. Well, I was thinking.
Here we go.
That is so funny. And then you just sit there like, huh? Oh.
Well, Taylor would have been like, what, 25 years old at that time? That's young.
Yeah.
Point.
To go through that.
Point.
Yeah.
Say it, though. Say it. Say it. Taylor Swift, come on. I mean, you're awesome. You have done an amazing job with what you're working with. You're doing an incredible job. Move on. Moveon.org, baby. Woo! It's time to move on. Or you should have written a song in 2019. You know, 3 years past, that would have been perfect. Because look, when did Joe Alwyn end? 2-3 years ago. Boom! Songs about Matty Healy's been done less than a year. He's already in music. You could have made this music in 2019. Mm. Oh, now? Now you're all quiet.
Well, I'm just thinking.
About the math?
Yeah.
Catch and release. You've heard of catch and release. Is your brother a fisherman?
Yes.
So he may catch and release.
Yes.
Or he may catch and eat.
Both.
Mm-hmm. How about bless and release?
Bless and release?
A new dating trend. It's a simple one. I'm all about ghosting. Other breakups take way too long. If the relationship's over, the clearest sign is when that person has disappeared. There's no clearer sign.
Nope.
You don't. There's no questions.
Pretty cut and dried.
The answer's there. The answer's for you to see. It's there.
I think it's ugly, but...
So what? The truth is... Why do you think they call it the ugly truth? It's an actual term. You should familiarize yourself with the word the truth on a few things. But this is bless and release. It's a simple, as opposed to ghosting. It says, on a date with no chemistry? Well, bless and release. Send a text to the effect, hey, thanks for hanging out. I didn't feel any romantic chemistry, but I wish you all the best in this life. Bye.
Yeah.
Bless.
Okay. Just be honest.
And release.
Now that I could go for. That's better than ghosting to me. You're saying the truth. It's done.
I may agree with you.
I like that.
I may agree with you. It's polite.
Yes.
It's more polite than ghosting.
That's much better than just going away.
So when I say if you've been ghosted, that's the greatest thing ever. Now when you're doing the ghosting, that's a little rude.
Yes.
So it's perfect because you don't have any. Look, there's my answer. I don't, you know, and because you know how we get people get like, well, you know, there's tears and then you bring them back and you know you can't break up because they're crying. All the ghosting is that's it. It's out there, but if you're doing the ghosting, try the bless and release.
I like that.
Right.
I could do that.
You have any thoughts on it, on the bless and release at all? Would you like to kick in with?
No, not really.
Not at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about the get the hell out and release? How about that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't exactly get it, but the topic at lunch yesterday was when did the firefly butts start lighting up in synchronicity? You know, the fireflies that are synchronous fireflies that
you call them firefly butts?
Yeah, because what lights up.
I understand that, but you know, you could just say firefly.
Well, it was all the talk yesterday at lunch. I was with some friends.
Wow,
and
what a conversation.
Yeah,
what a conversation.
I know, at lunch. One girl was so excited about it.
And right? Lunch, dinner, at the coffee. Why would this be a conversation start? I don't understand.
Because one of my friends is so excited about it that she was like, okay, they have this lottery and I have to get tickets.
Register
for them.
Yeah, is she just now catching on to the whole Elkmont?
No, she likes to go every year.
Okay.
And so you have to sign up because they only have a limited number of tickets. Mm-hmm. And she goes, the lottery opens on Monday, I believe.
Okay.
And so she goes, I want to be sure that I get them. And if I don't get them, I need you all to register too, unless you want them for yourself. And we're like, well, no, we've seen it. You know, I'm fine with that. I've seen it once. Really cool.
She wants you to register for her.
Yes, that's what she's saying.
Well, then why would you say, well, I've already seen it. I don't need to do this. She's actually trying to.
No, she said, unless you want to go yourself. That's what she said. She goes, I want you to register and give them to me if you get it, unless you want to go yourself. And we're all like, well, no, we've seen it. It's okay. And because we went one year together, several of us went and it was really cool. And it is cool because they, you know, they light up and then they stop for, you know, and it's dark. I mean, totally dark. It's kind of like the firefly eclipse.
Let me write these things down. I've never heard about fireflies before. They start and then they stop.
But they do it all together.
Hold on. In synchronicity?
Yes. But it's not like when you're just out on your porch or whatever and you see them blinking all over.
This is like Gen Z on TikTok just discovering fireflies for the first time.
Groundbreaking.
But this isn't like in your yard where there's one here, one there, and they're flashing. I mean, they're together, so it is kind of cool.
Did you know,
big numbers.
And you must not have read this, that it's more than just at Elkmont. It actually happens.
There's other places.
It actually happens in your backyard, too. If you look very closely, they're more synchronous than not. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Elkmont calls you there, and there's a lot of them.
They call you there.
And it gets totally... Well, I mean, they invite you there to see them, and they have... Yeah. And it does. When they all stop together, it's pitch black, and that's what I'm saying. It's like the firefly solar eclipse.
It's like a light show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally dark.
It's like Kim is hearing about this for the first time.
No.
I mean, truly.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, my God! It's been a thing for 50 years!
Well, this friend of mine...
It's only 50 years, and I'm just now hearing about it!
No, Kim, I hear about it every year, and I've already seen it.
Can you dehype just a touch?
No. Yes, I can dehype, but I wasn't excited about it. She was, and I'm like...
Have you heard yourself?
Well, as a matter of fact, we were all sitting there like, why are you so excited about this? We've already seen it. And so I guess she got me hyped about it again. And I'm like, okay, I'll register for you. And if I win, you can have our parking. Because you have to get parking and everything because they won't let you go in after all this stuff. So you have to.
If you're an East Tennessean for any amount of time, even more than like a couple of years, mm-hmm. this is This is not new information.
No, it's not. But it's like the dates of it and everything. That's the thing.
Is this what you're yelling about?
Yes. Dates? This year's viewings will be Monday, June 3rd through Monday, June 10th.
Okay.
And the lottery starts this Friday. So that's what it was. It wasn't
the chances
Monday.
Of you getting that lottery ticket are just like winning the $300 million.
Pretty much.
It's almost impossible.
Pretty much.
It truly is. And if you wanted to do it, you needed to do it 15 years ago when it wasn't such a big deal.
Before it became like this invitation-only thing almost.
And here we are. Yeah. Breaking news.
So Friday.
Fireflies are synchronous in the Smokies.
Well,
and believe it or not, if you pay attention and you got enough long grass, you'll see more synchronicity than not.
But you can't have enough long grass. The neighborhood association will get on to you if you have long grass.
I don't mean long grass. I mean just... And what was it yesterday that we had to tell her? Yeah, you looked something up and she was like... So it was like an old... It was an old wives' tale. You didn't realize... Oh, God.
No, I know about the fireflies. I'm not the one that's excited. This was my friend.
Something yesterday we had you look... Something.
Oh, about touching a baby bird or touching the eggs, and they won't take it back.
And the other animals, if you the bear cubs, that the fear is that the mom will never come back for the bear cubs.
But that wasn't me. That was the North Carolina Wildlife Agency that was saying.
And I told you
they'll be orphaned.
That's a fallacy. He looked that up, by the way. Didn't make the radio, but yes, that's also an old wives' tale.
But they were saying it in their statement. That was a fallacy that I came by honestly because or dishonestly because
the ones that she makes up on her own. Yeah. All right, Herb versus him, Mark versus Kim. Today we welcome our two contestants, one named Jessica, one named Wesley. Today Jessica and Wesley are playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
two passes to the Southern Tequila and Taco Festival in Farragut this Friday. These passes will get you into the festival at 6 p.m., 5 tokens to sample tequilas, cocktails, or beer, and three food tickets for tacos. Event benefits remote area medical.
All right, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hello, Wesley.
Good morning.
Jessica, I'll need you to volumize that thing just like you do with your hair every morning. If you could just turn that thing up a little bit for us, you'd be great, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I'm about to be handed a list. I'm going to try to describe this list to you, Wesley, over 75 seconds. At the end of the round, Jessica, you'll be told how many points there are you have a chance to steal. So to steal those points at the end of the round, either we had to skip or run out of time. Are there any questions from Jessica or Wesley about how the list is played?
No.
Jessica's
real excited.
Our entire conversation with Jessica has been, no. Okay. Do you have a prediction, Kim, on the number I will get on this list? I'd like us to do this now. Will you predict what I'll get?
Six.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. All right, Wesley, on your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. This is the time of year where everybody is sniffling and sneezing because of pollen. So it is
spring.
Yeah, but not. Yeah. Spring is a what? Summer
spring
is a
time.
No, spring is a what? Summer is a what? Winter is a
what? Allergy season.
Oh, yes, very good. This will grow on its own. They're beautiful. They're blooms, but they don't get planted. They just pop up on the roadside. They are
flowers.
Yes. You will spread this for the green stuff to grow in your grass. What is? My God!
Oh no!
This is stop. Well, obviously I missed it. This is you slam this sometimes when you get out of your automobile, and you shouldn't do that because you'll break the glass. So don't slam the
door.
Door? Yeah. What?
Car door?
Yes. Heinz 57 makes this. Sweet Baby Ray's makes this.
Sauce?
Yeah. What type, dude?
Ketchup?
No, it's what you use on ribs and what you use on brisket.
Barbecue sauce.
Yes. You play on Monopoly. You play Monopoly on one of these. You play chess on...
board?
Yes, but if it's a... Those are types of what?
Game board.
So when I screw up and say something, we go, that means we've screwed up. I should play a buzzer, but I didn't. All right. Scoremaster Steve.
So he got that last one.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so he was able to get five. So as of right now, Wesley has five. There's none that Jessica can steal.
None that she can steal.
Nope.
That's pretty close, I guess. Allergy season, wildflowers, grass seed. I ended up saying grass. I skipped smoked bologna because, you know, that works well. Spiral notebook, car door, barbecue sauce, game board, still to come with calculator and Apple Watch. All right, Scoremaster Steve, it is now
5 for Wesley, 0 for Jessica.
All right, I predict 7 out of 10, by the way.
7?
I predict 7 out of this. On your mark, Jessica, get set, go.
This is what you say to somebody, like if they've handed something over or they've done something nice.
Thank you.
Yes. This is when you say the same kind of thing to a higher being, the creator.
I don't know that one.
Okay. This is what you may write that thing on. You know, if you're writing a formal on a card or something.
No.
Yes, but what kind is it? You're saying the same thing, but you're writing it on a formal.
A thank you note.
Yes. This is the Taylor Swift song where she's talking about Kim Kardashian. Do you know?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. This is the holiday before Christmas. We have turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. This is where a skating what? You go around in a circle and it's a skating.
Skating ring.
Just the last word.
Ring.
Spell it. Spell it.
Ring. R-I-N-K.
Yes.
Okay. R-I-N.
Okay, this is the kind, if something smells really bad, it has a...
Scoremaster Steve, what do we have?
Wesley 5, Jessica 4, but there's two there that Wesley can steal.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because he's won already. Thank you. Thank God.
Now, were you not hearing her say rink?
Yeah, I thought you were saying no.
Saying no?
I thought you were shaking your head no.
Why? Shaking my head no.
Because yeah, it was I thought hard you were tell. Shaking no because I thought she was saying ring and I thought you were shaking your head no, so I had to never spell it. Because you didn't ring the bell either. So,
oh, that's true.
So I thought you were thinking she said ring too.
She was saying ring, I thought.
Well, okay. That's the reason I didn't.
All right. I thought we would. Okay. Score map. So currently, okay, so it's over, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Over.
All right.
So, yeah, I thought you thought she was saying ring. So that's the reason I was trying to get her to spell it.
I guess I was shaking my head.
You were. You were going.
Okay, Kim.
So thank you, thank God.
Does my lip hang that low when I shake my head?
I don't know. I could just see you shaking your head.
All right. Goodbye, Jess.
Thank you, thank God. Thank you, note. Thank you, Amy. Thanksgiving. Think pink, stink, mink, rink.
That's a hell of a list. Hey, congratulations, Southern Tequila and Taco Festival. I didn't even know I was shaking my head.
Oh,
I guess
you do.
It's just an automatic thing, I guess.
Yeah, you do all sorts of motions. That's the reason I'm like, okay, I'm going to have her spell it.
All sorts of motions?
Yeah, you do. You do.
What, I got Tourette's over here? What are you talking about? Demon and Christmas.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My father would bust a damn gut if he knew, and he may know now, when I tell him right now, hey, Pops, I'm addicted to car repair videos on YouTube.
You?
Are you channeling my father? My father, who couldn't get me near a vehicle other than to drive it when I was a punk-ass teenager.
He tried, didn't he?
He tried. Get over here. My brother be in there. He'd be in there. Come over here and help me change this oil. I'm like, ah! Like, is there a girl under there? Is there a soccer ball under there? Is there a football? Is there a camera under there? I still to this day can't change my oil, but I am addicted.
Can't or won't?
I could probably do it, but why mess it up? Why damage the economy?
That's right. Pay it forward.
I didn't say the ecology. You know, if I spilled that oil all over the ground. Yeah. No. No, people make a living changing oil. Mm-hmm. Why would I disrupt their living?
Write a check.
Why would I hurt a family? You know? Why would I hurt a family?
It's very kind of you.
You know? Jiffy Lube has family too.
They do.
They have family.
Mr. and Mrs. Jiffy.
Mr. and Mrs. Jiffy Lube. A great sex life, I hear. Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to a dude named Matt Anderson, I think his name is. I don't care. But he bought a wrecked Rolls Royce, a soccer star in England's Rolls Royce, after 1,000 miles totaled. He bought it cheap. I mean, not cheap to us, but cheap,
still a Rolls Royce,
cheap to a YouTuber who has millions of followers. Bought it cheap, is repairing it, can't stop watching it. He had to buy another Rolls Royce just for the parts.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had parts. And he's building it, he's driving it, and the whole thing. It's a drama. It's all. I love it. My father's just laughing his ass off right now. Huh? What do you want? Come over here and put some windshield wiper fluid in this. I'm like, I'll just get out of the gas station.
Yeah.
I did put oil in a car one time and then forgot to put the oil cap back on.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't last long, did it?
Well, the oil was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked, you know, what don't you do? Because you don't have to. You can watch it on the YouTube. Anything for you? Anything?
I don't pop zits because I can watch it. All the skin things.
But you do pop zits.
No.
If I've had one.
Oh, if you ask me to.
No, I've never. First of all, you will let somebody take a zit off of your neck, a goiter, a frickin' cyst.
That's not me doing it, though.
Listen to me. It was your neck?
Yeah.
With somebody's dirty ass hands? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a cyst. Mm.
That's what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You let somebody with dirty fingernails do that.
Oh. Yep.
I've never been more disgusted with you in my life.
Oh, still, but I don't do it because I used to watch, you know, if
so
I was
so you watch them online?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Can't stand those
love
videos.
The bad skin. Oh, I love the bad skin channels. Oh,
see, I like the street pranks where they get people and they prank them, and then the other guy wants to end up chasing them down and fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they prank break their phone and then they give them a brand new one, but before they can give them the new one, they're already getting beat up.
That's an ass whipping ready to happen.
Yeah, I like those.
I like the people when like they're honking at people in their backswings on the golf course. I say I watch that because I don't do that.
But you do that.
I do that.
Yeah,
I'm that guy.
So that doesn't fit this description.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I love the horn pranks. I love any horn prank. Mm-hmm. I love the train horn pranks. I don't have the train horn. My wife actually put the kibosh on that.
Really?
I wanted to get one because my father, in his ultimate wisdom, I had a 1975 Toyota Celica ST with a horn.
Uh-huh.
He drove it before I did, and he was thinking like, and so he got a BMW horn and installed it and had a second button for it down there at your knee.
Yeah.
And so when I took the car over, I'd be going down the street and behind somebody, but then wah wah behind it. Oh my God, John Boris in the ditch.
Yeah.
There he goes, and multiple times.
See, both our dads had the horn. I think our dads would get along great.
That's why we're here. Well, both of our dads had the horn.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Go ahead, Nero. You sound like Goofy when you laugh. It's not that you sound Goofy.
I've heard Eddie Murphy.
No.
Yeah. No, that's what I've heard.
It's more Goofy.
Yeah. You've heard yourself say that. Speed run video games, says Cody. I don't understand what this is. I should get into this. Speed run video games. Beat the game as fast as possible using glitches and exploits. The technical skill needed to do some of these things people do in these videos is absolutely incredible. It's very entertaining to watch. Speed run video games. I'll have to look that up. But then again, I spend too much time playing video games.
That'll be your new love.
Although on the TikTok, I do follow a kid out in Charlotte. This guy, he plays that Warzone better than almost anybody. Yeah, learned a lot.
So have you become somebody who watches people playing video games
now? I have watched a guy play video games. I'll scroll past them all. Mm-hmm. But when I see him, I'm like, oh, I'll watch him. He's not obnoxious. All right, I'll get into the rest of these comments coming up next. So you can jump in real quick. We can take some, like if we hit the newest on the comments. And what would you do? But you don't, because it's YouTube. Why do I need to do that? Yeah. Mukbang.
You're the one who introduced me to mukbang.
So you'd never heard of it before I said something?
Nope.
Where people buy enormous amounts of food and just sit there and eat it on camera. And like gorge himself. There's some dude who's infamous for his mukbang. Alex O knew all about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm anticipating you don't know much.
No, I'm not into watching people eat.
Yeah. And the guy like literally like ate himself into illness.
Mm.
And I don't even know if he's dead now.
even after I learned about it, like, I didn't want to seek it out and watch it.
It's like, this is like,
it's just gross.
It's just like, but what's worse, the guy that does it or the people that watch it like incessantly? Like, this guy has millions of subscribers, at least he did.
I just don't get it.
I think he flamed out, so to speak. I think he, like, yeah. So, yeah, what would you do? But, yeah, I don't have to. There's that YouTube thing. Corey, hot pepper challenges. I love watching them. I'll watch hot ones, and I'll scroll through all the stuff. I won't watch all the questions and answers and stuff, but I'll get to Da Bomb, mm-hmm. so I can watch them react.
So you just go mm-hmm. straight to that?
Oh, straight to Da Bomb, yeah. Let's see here. Janine likes to watch kids making messes. So I don't understand why you'd want to watch
that. Makes me nervous.
Yeah.
So others' messes makes you nervous.
Not in real life, but like watching a video of it hold or on, something.
Hold on. So if you walked into a home, it was a mess, that wouldn't freak
doesn't
you out.
Doesn't bother me.
But if you were to watch them online.
Yeah. Huh. Because it's like you're just letting it happen.
Okay. Bob. By the way, it was Jennifer that said that mukbang was shoveling food in her face like a cow. I don't know if that means she does it or she just wants to do it. Bob writes, things I can't afford to do. I don't think living vicariously through strangers is for me personally. However, I do enjoy watching paragliding videos. Well, if you're not going to do that and you're watching other people do that, then you are kind of living vicariously through them.
That's what living vicariously
Bob.
Is.
Yeah, I would assume. Nicole, mostly travel, especially international. And I say, Nicole, reach out and I'll show you how you can go to Italy for free. Because her profile pic is fire. And I'm going in June. No,
suddenly his wife is busy.
That ain't Eddie Murphy laugh, by the way.
I don't know what that is. But
wasn't goofy either.
Renee Johnston says, exercise. Why bother? I'll watch other people exercise.
While eating cookies.
How much have you lost? How much have you lost, Renee?
Or mukbang. You can mukbang while watching yeah. people exercise.
The oddest spelling of Kirsten I've ever seen. KEIRSTYNW.
W?
I'm just kidding.
I'm like,
I could see your brain just.
No, I was like,
just literally left her head, flipped over, yeah. and came back.
The W is silent.
Ghost hunting. Ghost hunting.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Kim got scammed in a ghost hunting thing one time.
I had a blast with it too.
Well, you know, you actually, no, not one thing has ever developed from the stick figures that you were able to. Well, remember that thing you did?
Yeah.
And they
I remember
you,
it well.
They showed you images through like lines and dots and stuff.
I loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well,
you have to let yourself go sometimes and just kind of go with it.
Or find the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point in ghost hunting if you're not trying to find the truth? Because we all want to know that there's ghosts, right?
I don't know if you want to know or not. I just
wouldn't that be proof that there's something beyond us?
Well, yeah.
Well, then don't you want to know?
I just had fun with it. You know, just go with it.
I have faith. I don't need no proof. I got
that's
that
right.
thing. I have faith.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Melissa would purchase retail pallets.
Oh.
Now, when I see dudes do this and they'll find, like, I don't even know where you find them, to be quite honest with you. If you want to text us where I could find this stuff, I follow a dude named Snappiness. He goes by
Snappiness.
He loves old cameras like I do, and he'll buy a box of like old junked cameras. And every once in a while, he's like, look this. Because, you know, the people that throw the stuff into a box mm-hmm. don't know. Sometimes they don't know, and he finds something. Oh, it's like a treasure hunt. Oh.
Okay.
It's like going to, like, okay, thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
I did give that a shot.
Yeah.
I've had to give up on it now. You never find anything. You just rarely find anything.
Well, I thought you found, find a couple of things?
I found a couple of things, but yeah. I've struck out more than, now I just pay people to keep an eye on things at thrift stores. Say, hey, call me. If you see something. Yeah, retail pallets, Amazon, Target, et cetera.
Yeah, I love that
and then
that
try
stuff.
To flip the items to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean watches online slot machines where it costs $500 a spin. You know, you talked about things that give you anxiety, like uh-huh. the messy kids. Oh, my God. If I couldn't stay. I couldn't. Oh, my God. I watched a guy play blackjack in Las Vegas. I stood there and watched him. He bet $10,000 a hand. $10,000
oh
a hand. He had about $300,000 sitting in front
oh,
of him.
Oh, I can't watch that.
And it was just $10,000, $10,000, $10,000. And if he win, he would double it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes me nervous.
I couldn't do that.
It's not dangerous for him. If he's got 300 grand in front of him.
Yeah, he's probably got more.
Yeah. It was the first time I'd ever seen Ben Affleck before.
Do you think Tom Cruise is in love again?
How would I know?
Well, I'm asking because remember when he jumped up on Oprah's couch and proclaimed his love for Katie Holmes?
What, 15 years ago?
Yes, because everybody still talks about
it.
Because
it was one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
But he jumped at the Victoria Beckham's birthday party the other day. He broke out in breakdance for some reason.
Is he? You know, breakdancing is now an Olympic event at this year's Paris Olympics because,
I know
that's timely.
Well, that's the thing. But apparently,
is he the ambassador to the Paris Olympics this year?
I don't know.
Oh, for God's
sake. Apparently, he broke out in breakdance, and apparently, he's quite the breakdancer. Everybody was really impressed with it because if Tom does something, you know he's going to do it right.
You should have seen him with a samurai sword after The Last Samurai. He got very proficient.
Well, so here's the guest list. Though, of course, the other Spice Girls were there and all these other famous people.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, nobody got footage of it because the Beckhams would not let anybody have their cameras or phones or anything in there. So all we can hear about is Tom breakdancing, but
he's
we have to believe that it's true.
Dancer.
So I think he's in love because when he does something weird like that, like jump up on a couch or breakdance, I assume he's in love.
So that means he's in love with another breakdancer? Like he's been inspired?
Well, no, he wasn't in love with a sofa jumper when he got up there on the...
Katie Holmes isn't a sofa jumper?
Not that I know of.
Well, I mean, but why breakdancing? Why not?
I don't know. And that's the question.
Was it just a simple pop and lock or was he spinning on his head?
He was on the ground breakdancing and everybody was like... But he's apparently very good. They're all talking about it, I kid you. So there's no...
You kid me or you kid me not?
I kid you not.
I was going to say, are you kidding? The whole thing's a joke?
No.
Got to be quick with this just to tell you really, really quickly that today's podcast is, we'll put a parental advisory on this one. It didn't start badly. It ended badly. So
it's not that it's bad.
It's just adult.
Yes.
It's just adult. So you're hereby forewarned.
All you people want is more.
Give me.
More.
Can you imagine why I might be, attracted to the headline? Grubhub penalized me for canceling a delivery to a nudist. Can you imagine why I would be attracted to a headline like this?
Because of the nudity?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm thinking that's pretty much a given.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
I love nudity.
Yeah.
I do not like nudism.
Okay.
Nudists are different than naked people.
Well, nudists.
I love a naked person.
Yeah. Okay.
All right? I don't like a nudist. Nudists are disgusting.
Nudists just don't care.
Have you been to a beach where there is nudity?
I have.
Have you been to a nudist beach, though? There's a difference.
There is.
Nudity on beaches in England. In Europe.
Yeah.
Okay?
Spanish beaches. Male and female nudity. Different.
It is.
Than nudism. People who live a lifestyle without clothes.
True.
Okay. Those people are mentally ill. I'm telling you right now, they're just sick people. And I saw the headline, penalized for canceling on a hand it to me for a nudist call.
On a hand it to me for a nudist call.
I guess, is that something in Grubhub or DoorDash where you've got to, as opposed to leaving it on the front porch?
Be sure I get it.
Right. Make sure I get it. You drove. Did you drive?
Yeah, I drove.
Food? What are you writing down while we're talking during the podcast?
I'm writing down podcast title ideas.
Okay. Why don't you worry about the podcast first?
Okay.
And then we'll worry about podcast ideas for the title after. So you've driven Uber, you've driven Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats. What have you driven?
Oh, not for any particular company, but I mean, I've picked up food for people. I've never worked for like Grubhub or anything.
Then how?
Hold on. You mean just somebody would call you randomly, hey, Tyler, can you go pick up some food for me?
Keep the change. Yeah.
Oh, you mean me?
Well, I've had other people ask me to do the same thing.
But that's not driving for a food service or a...
Yeah, I'm afraid I won't qualify. I haven't even tried. I'm just afraid I won't qualify.
Well, what do you need to qualify? I've seen some Grubhub drivers out there.
A good driving record?
You have a bad driving record?
I don't have a great one.
Oh. That's right. Now I remember.
Why don't we know about that?
Hold on. Never mind. So let me read this to you, and then you'll understand why I have a problem. Because if, you know, there was a naked lady at the front door, which, by the way, happened to me when I was delivering newspapers one time and asked me if I wanted a Coke.
A naked woman came to the door?
When I was collecting for the Washington Star newspaper.
And asked if you wanted a Coke.
Why is your mouth like that?
Because.
She's like a big open mouth. Yeah, a naked lady came to the door. Hi. Here's your $4.60. Would you like a Coke? Come on in.
And you were what, 10?
No, I was about 13.
Still.
Hello, have you heard of teachers and students?
Yeah, well, yes, but I think we all agree that's inappropriate.
So that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So you sound like, you know, I was a cute kid and, you know, she was a voluptuous woman. I wouldn't say it started my fixation on breasts, but it certainly helped. I just turned around and walked away. I didn't know what to do at 13 years old, collecting for the Northern Virginia Sun. Sorry, not the Washington Star. But nonetheless, a couple of hours ago, let me read this to you. A couple of hours ago, I got an offer to drive a little over 8 miles for $10.50. I normally wouldn't accept this offer, but it was towards the end of my dash and it would bring me closer to home than I currently was. So I decided to go for it.
Like it was on the way anyway, mm-hmm. So why not?
When I got to the restaurant, the food wasn't ready yet, so I took a seat and started scrolling through the Twitter. I got a message from the customer saying, just to let you know, I'm a nudist, and I will be answering the door nude. I responded with, okay, I will be canceling then, and went out to my car to call support. Now, what does that mean, call support? Do you call support when you cancel?
I guess when you don't know what to do in that situation.
Well, she already canceled.
Is that
canceled.
Like management, yeah, I guess? But
is that to make sure that you don't get a negative?
Probably.
Okay. Because I know that it's rated on stars or something like
just
that.
Just to be safe, you want to contact the higher ups.
Right. Does your DoorDash service called keepthechange.com, does that involve stars and reviews and the rest? Or
no, it's just word of mouth.
Just word of mouth. Yeah. Okay. I explained the situation and asked if I could unassign without it affecting my completion rate. There you go. Okay. I didn't even care about receiving compensation for the drive to the restaurant. I've just been trying to avoid lowering my completion rate as much as possible ever since they changed deactivation from 80 to 90%. Who knows what that means?
Okay.
The agent said, quote, if you want to unassign from an order, you can do it yourself in the app. You don't need to call support. Just hit unassign without pay. I explained that I know that and only called because some circumstances are eligible for a worry-free unassign and partial pay, and that in my opinion, this incident shouldn't get me penalized. They basically told me that it wasn't a good enough reason, and if I unassign, my completion rate will go down and I won't be paid anything. I would assume that a completion rate deactivation from 80 to 90%, which means if you unassign more than 90% or like more than 10%, they must deactivate you. Like if you turn down or you'll get a, or yeah. So that's what that must mean by deactivation. They told me it wasn't good enough reason. I was like, all right, fine. If that's what needs to be done for me to not see a stranger's dick, then go ahead and punish me.
All right.
And they just said, great, I will unassign you. You should start getting offers again, and hung up. Is it just me or is it extremely effed up that you are punished for not being comfortable delivering food to someone you don't know who has already told you that they will be naked upon arrival?
Yeah, that seems messed up.
That's creepy.
Am I crazy for thinking this should be a good enough reason to unassign from an order without decreasing your completion rate? If you're a nudist, good for you. Yeah, good for you. Not good for anyone else.
Why couldn't the nudist just throw on a robe or something to get the food?
No, the nudist couldn't dare do that.
I mean, you're in your home, I get it, but you're going to the door. And yes, I know you've warned the person or whatever you want to call it that's bringing your food, but just throw something on to get your food.
Because isn't there other times?
And then go back nude.
Aren't there other times that you have to put on clothes? You can't always be a nudist.
Well, you
right?
can't go to the grocery store nude. I mean, if you want to do that, probably they have their food
delivered
too.
This is not a nudist. This is an exhibitionist.
That's what I'm thinking.
And they also have the option to just drop the food off at the front door.
Exactly.
They want to be seen.
Exactly.
I will tell you this. I've told, someone has told me, because I've talked about nudists. nudism and nudity before and the difference. Nudists will argue with you that they're not exhibitionists. They will. It's the number one thing that pisses a nudist off is when you tell them they're just an exhibitionist, somebody who likes to show off. Well, most nudists don't have nothing to show off.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
They don't. Says, if you're a nudist, good for you. I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum. I'm into some crazy shit too.
Note to self.
Wait a minute.
Yuck somebody's yum. I want to use that.
Look that up.
Yuck somebody's yum. This?
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either, but I like it.
Yuck someone's yum.
I want to start using that.
Oh, yeah. But if you're going to order delivery, at least have the courtesy to put on a robe or just select leave at the door.
Exactly. You don't have to open the door and have your food handed to you.
And forgive this next thing, but it says, I'll read this, and Mila and Mads turned on the radio or the phone or whatever. I don't want to see your entire cock and balls when I hand you your hamburger.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That is just funny.
And to yuck someone's yum is to ruin someone's enjoyment.
Yeah, and the nudist is, that's their enjoyment, is shocking other people.
Then that's an exhibitionist.
That's right. Oh, they'll argue with you. So, yeah, put on a robe and do not be forced to deliver to someone who willingly and has told you that they're going to do that. Now, when, oh God, I've forgotten her name, shows up at the front door. Oh, Mrs. Perez. When Mrs. Perez shows up at the front door and she's completely naked and you're just collecting for the paper, it could have been my become a man moment.
It could have.
Could have been. But it wasn't the 80s yet. It was like in the 70s. When was I 13? 78. So everything that happened to me as a man, everything happened in the 80s. I love that I can say that.
You were holding off until the 80s. You knew going to be your decade.
Everything is going to happen to me in the 80s. I better hold off on Mrs. Perez at the front door asking me if I wanted a Coke while standing in front of me fully naked.
I'm sure she was terribly disappointed. Did she wait?
No, that was after she had sex with me.
In the 80s.
Yes, I went back when I was 16, 1980.
I'm ready.
Here I am, still collecting for the paper.
Miss Perez.
That Coke? Mrs. Perez. Washington Boulevard. And
I'm back.
And 11th Street, I think. Yeah, right there. Right there. It was weird because later on that same week or month, a tree fell on her house.
Was she in the house?
I think that was kind of symbolic, though.
Yeah, it was.
I was ready to throw my tree on her house.
Oh,
ooh, ba-dum-bum. Actually, no, I didn't know anything about sex at 13. Nothing. No thing. I didn't know.
You've been kissing girls since
kindergarten. Right.
Yet you knew nothing about sex at 13.
Nothing.
Are you lying?
Am I slying? No, I'm not slying. I'm not lying either. I did not know what intercourse was at 13.
Really?
No. I don't think I saw porn until I was 51 years old.
No, yeah. I'm sorry, right,
what?
Right.
What? What
now? But what about your cussing club? When you all cussing were back there cussing, did you not talk about sex either?
Talk about sex with boys?
Well, I mean, isn't that how you learn things?
Learning how to say MF correctly was the biggest part of that.
Yeah, but I know, but don't you talk about things before you go out and experiment? Or do you just...
At 13, I didn't know what any kind of sex was. I knew what making out was.
Really?
But I had no idea what the sex was.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I had LimeWire. So I would...
I had what?
I had LimeWire.
What's that?
Do you remember what that is?
Is that some sort of... Was it an infection on your balls or something?
No.
I've never heard of that.
It was this software you could download onto your computer and you could steal music, get any type of music, videos.
Okay, peer-to-peer.
And I would download... pornography.
when did you start doing that?
I don't think I saw my first...
Middle school?
Yeah, my first nudie mag, I don't think I was like 14 or 15. When I discovered my father's collection of like 1960s Playboys in what was a bookshelf that looked like a bookshelf. And then you pulled out one of the books and it would open up. And oh, that's where he was hiding his Playboys.
Inside books?
Well, it was like this book cover thing that looked like a book. Like you pull it out and there would be several books in it, like a volume.
Okay.
But the outside of the book... The outside of the cover looked like a book. So you pulled it out. And then he had not had the books that were supposed to be in there. He had naked magazines back in his day, way back when. And so that was where I discovered. But I don't think I was like 14 or 15. So I had not discovered myself, if you know what I mean, by that point in time.
Discovered yourself.
And
all boys discover themselves at some point. I was a late bloomer on that.
And in middle school, I remember.
I don't want to hear this. I don't think.
No. There was this club. Not a club per se, but there was people that knew each other, and they would have porno magazines, and they would sell the naked pictures in the bathroom.
From the magazines?
Yeah.
Like so, take them out of the magazine or
like,
the whole magazine?
Like, let's say Pamela Anderson. I remember that being one.
Okay.
Fold it up, put it in a Ziploc bag, sell it for $5.
Okay.
In a Ziploc bag?
Yeah.
Is that also part of the keep the change thing that you talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do we need to put a parental warning on this?
Probably.
Fine.
We'd been doing so well. We hadn't had a parental warning in a while.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You want these conversations to be honest?
No, I love these conversations. This is the real us, I think. No. I like it when we can just really talk and just, you know.
Throw caution to the wind.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is it for us for today. Thank you for watching, listening, and I mean watching like our social media and stuff like that and listening to this stuff. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.